Talking about the Pat Sox Self-Ruin Revolution. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
For the latest podcasts, for the latest sports news, and for Tutcher and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
That was like walking down the street yesterday. I'm not lying that a lot of people did come up to me, far more than usual. They felt comfortable coming up to me yesterday. But it was like a scene from a movie, like, oh yeah, high five. Oh yeah, double goats. So I've been talking a lot about how back in the day I ruled at a little something called freestyle biking. I bought a bike on the internet when I was drunk. And then Nick screwed it all up by not putting front brakes on it so I couldn't endo. But we've gotten that rectified.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Rich was like, let's see what you got. So in this studio, he put up a wall ride. Check. Put up a fun box.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many wheelies did I do off of that? I was bumping that thing like your grandma's
girdle.
Finish it.
Grandma's girdle,
is that what it was?
Okay. Yeah, I was bumping that.
Now, does a wheel have to come off the ground to be considered a wheelie?
Well, no, it came off the box. Okay, all right. That's the problem with the GoPros. You can't see. Right. I showed it to my mom yesterday. She goes, I can't see the tricks. I said, don't worry about it. You can, if you know about bikes, you know I'm doing them. Then I went around here, did a sweet 23 skidoo through these chairs. Then it was ramp time.
Right over John Wallach's
teeth. And I had a lot of momentum. And then Wallach got up, and then I had to, like, slickly turn the wheel around so I could avoid him.
So if you watch the video, I was telling Fred this earlier, it's one thing to watch it on Facebook and Twitter where you get basically a rectangle, like a normal television type screen. But when you put it on Facebook, and remember, it's a camera mounted to the handlebars facing right up at him, and you can't see what he's actually doing, it just looks like a really bad POV porn movie.
Yeah. I had a lot of responses yesterday.
Because you can't tell what's going on. Look, it's just a man writhing.
It looks like Fred's working it. Huh?
Yeah, and a lot of women. And by the way, some men, which I don't mind.
Yeah.
Hey, everything's
whatever floats
open.
Your boat.
Listen, they would put it up on the TV, get in between a couple silk sheets, grab their favorite toy and fantasize that yours truly was on top. So, you're welcome.
All right.
I think a lot of babies were born. They're going to be born in 9 months.
Now, I know you basically stayed off social media yesterday, and
I was on my social media.
Okay, but you weren't reading the comments, though, right?
I didn't read any comments.
Oh, man, I just pulled up the video. Fred, the God shot's not great for you.
The God shot?
Well, the guy, you know
your
what a God shot is?
No,
TV,
I don't know.
Right?
What is a God shot?
A God shot in TV is when you're shooting. It's like when you see like the quarterback warming up.
Makes you look taller than you are.
It's shot from the ground.
Yeah, all right.
That's not shot from the ground. It's shot.
No, but it's shot. It's
from your waist up.
It's shot up at you. Yeah, a God shot's when it's shooting up at you.
Yeah, the seat of the front of your jeans tell a different story.
All right, so Fred, Nick has gone through.
I mean, he's got a boner.
And pulled some of your comments, the comments that people have left on your thing.
Now, Nick pulled these. Yeah. I'm not showing off.
Right.
All right. So,
shall we? Hang on. Let's go and here we go.
Is that Fred's O face? Meaning that your orgasm face? And yeah, kind of. Because to me, riding a bike's like getting foxy with a young mamacita. Awaken 180 is a sponsor of Fred.
I don't think they do sponsor you.
They don't because they, but if they want to sponsor my bike company and this is like it's an after.
Right. It's right next to the Mongoose sign. It would say Awaken 180.
Yeah, it would say Awaken 180. I don't have a problem doing that. If they're like, you know, before here's, you know, whoever's on Awaken 180 and after it's me. Imagine this is what Fred looks like having sex. Laughing my ass off. I'm sorry. I'm glad I could bring you some joy. And, you know, like, again, I was having sex with the bike. Poor Fred's wife's never been more embarrassed in her life. I mean, the thought of all these women pleasuring themselves to the video was hard on her. Imagine being on the other end of this view when scheduled in the cozy calendar. Hachi machi. I mean, add an apnea sleep mask, and that's what you're
that's good. The CPAP, that's right. Forgot that's about right. That.
Are we sure that is?
I'm like watching this while he's reading these, which is fantastic.
I think everyone should. I think everyone needs to do what Bert's doing right now. Hold on. Like,
I've got
a chance to pull this up on social media.
I've got it up on my computer right now, so I'm watching it while he's reading.
No, for full effect, I think, Bert, you have the right experience going.
You know what,
Fred?
I'm gonna blow this up so you can see
it
too.
Sure. Although I think the Instagram version's a better one.
Yeah,
because you can't see the handlebars.
Are we sure this isn't Beetle? No, haircuts are totally different. But I can understand. I'm sure. I see Fred to get. Well, I forgot to wear his sports bra today. Boing, boing, boing. Yeah, boing, boing, boing on the fun box.
Sure. On the fun box. Yes.
I think Fred just mounted me. That's obviously from a young lady. Sorry about the mess. While listening this morning, I thought, although this isn't a great segment for radio, maybe the video will be good. I was wrong. Way wrong. Sometimes it's hard to take it when you see someone excelling. Fred's having a baby. No, but thank you. We decided to stop it, too. So much jiggle. Yeah. That's what you do. You jiggle that bike with to and fro. This is an angle of Fred I never wanted to see. I mean, there's many angles that are out there. Wow, Fred is really starting to look more and more like Artie Lang.
Oh. That's not a bad one. I got to, you know, can we give points for some of these? That's a Nick. It's a Mark Jamella. You are a dick. Yeah. We'll give him that one.
Yeah. All right.
What really makes it is the amount of effort you can see Fred making. like his face just.
Oh yeah, I gave it 100%.
Yeah.
Why did I picture that going very differently? 206 pounds, my ass. I'm saying 210. Fred definitely 260 pounds. Oh, you guys.
Wow.
Nobody cares how fat you are, Fred. Just how radical. Thank you. Looks like a monkey humping a football. Well, I've seen that before, and I have.
Yeah, that's, really?
That's look completely different.
The face you make when you're trying not to die, and that really is what my bike riding experience is like.
You're living on the edge.
Yep. The only thing worse than watching Fred on a BMX course is listening to Sarge on 98.5 The Sport.
I will say this. I was going to save it for the end, and I still will save it for the end of the show because there's been a lot of Sarge lately.
Oh, no.
An epic day. An epic day
yesterday?
For Sarge calls.
Yesterday?
Oh, not just all over this station, but other stations in town.
No way.
Do you guys have audio of like the Amy Lawrence call? Because that's the one I wanted to hear.
And out of town. Oh, how about a national show?
Oh, good.
How about our favorite national show?
You're telling me focused on college?
Maybe.
Oh,
I want to hear it next.
We're looking. That's the one we're looking for. That's the one we're looking for.
I would rather stare at Fred's gut all day than Sarge beat for 30 seconds. How did that ramp support all of that 240? Again, not 240. This is one unhealthy looking man. When you're cheating death, there's no way he's under 225. Is there a scale here?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Because I'll weigh myself.
Yeah, I have no idea. I mean,
porn going wrong. Freddie Man Boobs touch it. Freddie Stroke Face. I bet he makes the same face.
What?
Freddie Stroke Face?
That's not very
Freddie
nice.
Freddie Stroke Face.
I bet he makes the same face when he's trying to push out a deuce. Nah. Plant-based diet.
Now we're getting really kinky.
Yeah, plant-based diet. Don't have to push. I will have nightmares about this angle in the camera shot. Not a good look for Freddie T. Holy triple chins, Batman. Fred looks like one of those I live with my mom type guys. Well, right now I am. She's in town. How about actually talking about sports on a sports talk radio station than this Howard Stern wannabe BS? That's true. Howard Stern was notorious for his BMX skills. I suddenly feel very bad for your wife. This guy said he was able to dunk a basketball. Congrats, you just made hashtag Sarge tolerable. One time when I was going into my freshman year of college, I was able to dunk a volleyball. Must be nice not giving Sarge a Sarge about what you look like at work. Fred looks at least 175 years old. More cushion for the push in the next bone zone. Hashtag 230. There's no way we
How many of these are there? My gosh.
Man.
Do you want me to stop?
No.
I thought there wouldn't be this many.
Merciless.
Yeah. Can we have him try a skateboard next? Probably the hottest video I've ever seen. I'd pay for this ass. Thank you, miss. Fred, you look horrible. Yikes. Way too seductive. That is true. What is terrifying? That is terrifying. Is the bike okay? I don't know. Wiggins was riding around. I suddenly feel better about my own midlife crisis. Can't believe you got Artie laying on the bike. Artie lying, similar noses. I also sniffed a bunch of glass. I'd rather watch intern Nick's dads ride the bike. Well, we all would.
Well, everyone would.
May have to peel them off the recliner with a spatula, but I'd watch it. It's like a bad scene from the Blair Witch Project. Laugh out loud. Laugh out loud. Fred's looking like he's going to have a stroke just getting on the bike. Your bicycle tricks are right on par with Sarge's radio skills. They suck. Just curious, do you guys have a better camera angle, or would all technology as we know it cease to exist due to the radness? What kind of Cambridge angle is that, and who is filming? That is no one filming. That is just a GoPro. I suddenly feel very bad for your wife. I know, there's all these other women coming after me. This is the exact angle Mrs. Toucher sees. Dude, you must weigh 270, which is I do not.
All right, well, this is the one I got from a few people yesterday. It was a picture of you with Mick Foley, and they say Foley's got to be 270 at least. Toucher's got to be 250 minimum.
I mean,
come on.
Let me see. Oh, yeah, you guys.
Yeah. What's that, Bert?
You guys doesn't look like that big a difference, right?
Oh, man. Perhaps. Wow.
Perhaps. Get a scale. I'll weigh myself. All right. Bert, thank you for coming in.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Who was at the game last night? Was it Bird?
Oh, we have a very rare Bird Drunken Bruins recap.
All right. We will have that for you coming up in just a moment.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, the Sports Hub.
It's interesting. We saw Sarge the other day, and he strictly put the blame on Rich for these phone calls.
Which is interesting, seeing that I wasn't here the day all this started.
Well, that was...
And then he said I was fat.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere. Just ripped you out of nowhere.
Which was weird. And for a minute, I was like, sure, you're talking to the right guy? What's going on here?
So you're saying you're in phenomenal shape.
I'm not fat. Listen, no. I'm not in great shape, but one thing you can't describe me as is fat.
That's right. It was hurtful.
No, it was just confusing.
All right, so what happened, though, is that people have been calling in the shows here, and that's all well and good, but it's not, it needs to get taken to another level if we're going to play them.
I mean...
Like, Felger and Maz calls and stuff like that are all well and good, but, you know, they're just going to laugh them off.
Sure.
And, you know, Adam Jones doesn't care.
Yeah, this is, I mean, yesterday was just, it was a... Banner day.
A-Zone, ready to sail the seven seas.
Sarge, sub zone.
They're coming.
Sarge, sub zone.
From every angle.
Sarge, sub zone. Sub zone.
Not only here in the station. All right, so from what I'm also hearing is that there are reports of these calls coming into other stations here in the market.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and other shows getting frustrated that the Sarge calls are making it onto their shows, maybe competing shows. So
have that?
No, we can't play that.
Yeah. They play us.
Sure, I guess we could dig for it. Sure, why not? So let's see if we can find that. But in the meantime, let's get to the first. Let's start small and work our way up. Let's get to some of the in-house ones that we have. This one is, I believe, from 10:48 yesterday.
Connor is in Charlestown today. What's up, Connor?
Hey, what's up, guys? Dan, I just have a quick question for you. Can you clarify the Rusney Castillo thing for me and how much money is tied up with him for how long? And also, I just also want to know, can you also clarify why Sarge Riley is so terrible on the radio? Thanks.
Waited for that. Yeah, so Castillo, we all know.
Dan Shaughnessy's
like, there was just disappointment there.
Jeez.
I thought it was going to be a hot sports call.
Yeah, they play our audio across the street constantly. I don't know why we can't play them. How pissed did they get?
From what I hear, they were just like trying to cover it up. They know what it is. I think they were trying to.
Of course they know what it is. They tape our show.
Right. So, and then we go about an hour later. The Zolak and Bertrand Show.
Josh is in Weymouth today. He's got a baseball thought. What do you got for us, Josh?
Hi, guys. This might be an unpopular opinion, but I think we should actually keep Craig Kimbrell. I mean, he was a little shaky in the playoffs. I'll grant you that. But he didn't blow a save, to my recollection,
did
he?
Stop that. Stop it. Stupid
also,
number. You're smarter
than that. Well, come on. And also, we're going to get rid of somebody... All right, we're going to get rid of somebody. It should be Mike Starch Riley. He blows every time he's on the air.
Stop doing that on the show. Stop doing
that. You know
that.
What I love, Beatle? Remember how they said it?
If it bothers Beatle that much, you got to keep doing it.
See, that's the other thing people don't understand. The listeners realize the more Verizon gets out of you, and the more they're going to want to do it.
And even, like, this isn't even about Sarge anymore.
No.
Like, Sarge is aware that this is not even about him anymore.
Right. This is just about confusing other people. It's just something now you say.
Yeah, and then people get mad. Because it has nothing to do with Sarge anymore.
No, it does not. It does not.
All right. I mean, we couldn't even take calls during the fantasy football segment yesterday.
I know.
Shall we get to 12:30 yesterday, Fred? You have one right there.
No. Okay.
Another one.
All right. Here we go.
John in Reno has a thought on Mike Vrabel and the Titans. John, what's up?
Hey, Bill. Good to hear that you're feeling better. I just want to throw my two cents in here.
I
think he's feigning positivity. I think all these calls are starting to get to him, and he's about to crack soon.
Who?
Talking about Sarge.
Damn it. Oh, man.
What are we going to do about this?
I don't know.
Or nothing can do about it.
It's not that guy got us like three times yesterday.
That's not my problem.
It's not even like our thing. Isn't this TNR's thing?
No.
Not anymore.
It's very much your thing.
Well, TNR created him.
No, it's all of Senator Felgren Maz, too. This guy's just...
No, I know that.
Could you imagine
but
how
this
much
didn't
it goes
start with us or Felgren
no,
Maz.
It started... It's the morning zoo.
It's TNR.
Did it start with TNR?
Oh, the morning zoo. The morning zoo.
See, you know, John changed it up. He's not in Vegas anymore. He's in Reno.
No, I didn't notice that.
Completely faked everybody out.
Yeah, listen.
You should have said Mike in Reno.
That would have been good.
Oh, that would have been good.
The Loverboy really reference. Would
have been good. And then he just would have done Loverboy Sarge songs. I like how Zolak's frustrated. Morning zoo. Cutting on the show.
It's the morning zoo. It's TNR.
Did it start with TNR or did it start with just this guy?
Yeah, Sarge,
I think it's just this guy.
Sarge?
It's
no,
this guy,
no,
but...
No, but Sarge... This started with the Fred... Yeah, TNR railed on Sarge.
They built Sarge up, and then all of a sudden, Sarge hit his peak, and Fred didn't want anything more to do with Sarge.
I think they get Jones, too. He's got to get Jones.
I'm sure he does.
Probably does. Jones probably like, huh? Let's get back to ripping JBJ.
Yeah.
Please, Andy Wong. Please, Andy Wong.
Yeah.
Please, Andy Wong. Give me more spring rolls and moose shoe pork.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to creep.
Okay. So now, Fred.
This is what I've been waiting for. This I do love and encourage. The ones to other shows here, I don't care about it.
They're still pretty good.
Well, the Zolak and Bertrand ones are good because it's bothering Bertrand so much. But Felger and Maz and Adam Jones don't care.
Take it away.
John is up next in Vegas. Go right ahead, John.
Hey, Paul. I love your show. It's
Thank
my
you.
First time calling, but I've been a long-time listener. And may I say, with some of these callers, you have the patience of the saint.
Thank you very much.
So I might be the world's biggest Boston College fan. I actually consider myself a bit of a BC football expert. And let me tell you, not only are they going to cover against Clemson, I think they could win the damn thing. And I'd like to give you my X factor for the game, if I could.
I am waiting because that's, to me, one of the most interesting games. There are not that many interesting games this weekend, but that's one of them.
I think it's the most interesting, but Boston local radio, they wouldn't talk about it. They could be number one, they wouldn't talk about it. But anyway, I'm not sure if you're familiar with BC's defensive line depth. Last year, they had a walk-on by the name of Mike Sarge Riley. He's been getting some more snaps this season. I have a couple inside sources. They're telling me he's going to blow up this week. Now, I'll be honest, he has some deficiencies. He's a little overweight. He's slow. He's not a good locker room guy. And to top it off, he's terrible on the radio, Paul.
Okay, John, really appreciate the scouting report. I think maybe Boston Radio knows what they're doing. Pebo in Chicago.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Like that?
I never thought he could get through.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness
gracious. That is the Rosetta Stone.
Sarge here.
That was.
Want to beam up? This it's is all good, baby.
I mean.
Sarge. Sub-so. Sarge. I'm watching you.
That's
my favorite.
That was great.
That was my favorite.
What's next, Francesa?
Oh, all right. Touch the sun, why don't you?
Francesa. You got to get Francesa.
And then just a heads up, you're going to have to handle it like John just did, because with Francesa, you first of all, you can't take a long time, and you're going to have to disguise it as like a guy in a team he's not intimately aware of.
Yeah. That was a mastercraft. I mean, that's how you do it, and he figured it out perfectly,
like,
for Feinbaum.
Here's an example: is that you're going to be like, all right, is Jets Bills the worst game that you can imagine happening this season? I mean, down to the special teams coach Mark Sarge Riley, they're awful. I mean, Mark Sarge Riley so bad, they won't even let him on the radio.
Right. See, something like that.
Yeah.
You got to somehow wedge it in.
Oh, man.
All right, so Paul Feinbaum, mission accomplished.
I like some of the local shows.
Oh, yeah. I would have no problem.
Just to inundate a local show with Sarge calls. Maybe to the point where, like, they couldn't take phone calls anymore.
That would be the best. You're just afraid to answer the phone.
So... it's all good, baby.
I could say Super Sarge here with Flash Gordon kind of thing.
So, Sarge is wings. Andy Wong.
All right, if you can get three in a row on a show.
Is that the Sarge cycle?
Then you hit three. I'm not asking for four, so it's the Sarge cycle is three.
The Sarge cycle should be you hit every show on a
station. If you get four in a row, it's a Sarge slam, you see.
Okay, Sarge slam. If you can get three calls in a row where they – because what you want is the show – and not here. I really don't want you to do it here because I like other people. But if you can do it at another show in market or even out of market, and you can make it that – every time they take a phone call, they're concerned that it's going to be a Sarge call. Like, and they sit there and, like, wait. Because then it ruins everything.
Right. They take a call that, in the end, essentially meant nothing.
Yeah, it's kind of like that unwanted virus on your computer that locks it up.
Right, you know? but then it's the anticipation.
Right. Whenever you open up that laptop, what's next?
You know, like a electric fence on a dog?
Yeah.
Like, they only need to get shocked a couple times, and then they know not to go by the electric fence.
Yeah. By the way, I'm hearing the other shows in town. I had not heard the call yet, but now I'm hearing that they're actually upset.
Okay.
Yeah, there was, like, they're upset.
Oh, what did they say, like, how Morning Zooey it was?
I don't know, but I've heard that they were upset. Now I'm looking forward to hearing it.
Yeah, now I want to hear it. We'll play all of them.
If you get on Francesa, I mean, that's...
If you get on Francesa, you're a legend. But, I mean, I don't care if it's a show in Detroit. I don't care if it's a show in Minneapolis.
Rush Limbaugh.
Oh God. If you get on Hannity.
Sergeant Attorney General.
Hannity would love that.
Oh, yeah.
Hannity, you know, there was a really decisive... There was really, like, a race, and it didn't make a lot of headlines, but it was... A district race.
Hang on.
In Suffolk County, Line Massachusetts.
Line 5.
Scott.
This happened during our whole show yesterday. He got in early, and then the whole time, Jim Louth and us, every time we took a Dan Paul, each other, and we can't even really listen to the call because we're worried about the Sarge stuff.
I'm saying to back off our own station.
Yeah.
Don't do it to our shows. I mean, we're trying to do hot takes. Well, what the hell are you trying to compare it to a computer virus where you open up a laptop? Nobody ever thought of that.
That is
an ancient reference. They're not all home runs there, so sorry.
All right. Well, listen. I don't encourage it with the other shows here. I really don't.
No, I mean, listen, they've been conquered. It's time to move on to new heights.
Because I'll tell you this, is if it's another show.
Unless it's wildly creative.
Unless it's wildly creative, we're not going to play them. But there are a lot of shows in a lot of places. And if you can get together with some friends and you can get the Sarge cycle three calls in a row.
If you hit the Sarge cycle, you're a legend.
No. So the deal is, unless it's like just a out of this world clever call, we're not going to play them anymore from the station.
Yeah. But other stations are marking. God bless you.
Oh, I mean, you could really screw with a show.
Oh, yeah. There's some people, put it this way, there are some shows in town with zero sense of humor.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Sarge. Something so soggy wings. I talk as if I'm wearing headphones. Crank high as they go. Ho! Sarge. Here's your Sarge salute. Uh-huh. I wear my khakis nipple high. And have a belt clip for my phone.
Okay.
All right, I just want to, real quickly, Josh, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, what's up?
So I used to listen to Stern forever, so I appreciate, Fred, your affection for him. And I love the fact that now you have your own Baba Booey.
It came up organically.
This is something we didn't even...
John from Vegas is Captain Jenks. John from Vegas is Captain Jenks, and I'm not above saying it.
It's so fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Obviously, it came up organically, but I am proud to compare it to the great Baba Booey. And Captain Jenks is our John from Vegas. He's out there hustling.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Making it work every morning I come in and I'm blown away.
Yeah. I mean, listen, Stern's a great broadcaster and certainly has some success with this. But you cannot argue that this came up very organically. This was not, this has been organically since the 4th of July week.
Created by the listeners, not us.
Nope. But I do like it. And it is comparable. John from Vegas or Captain Jenks. All right, here are the headlines.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Doubleina. Mr. Doubleina. Mr. Bob Doubleina. Mr. Doubleina. Mr. Bob Doubleina. Mr. Doubleina. Mr. Bob Doubleina.
He's looking into the front court. Gets in safely to Morris. Looking for the handoff to Kyrie. Kyrie's got it. Steps to his left. Returns to the open Morris. Three in the air.
Oh!
Got it! And with 0.3 seconds remaining, the Boston Celtics have found the Boston Celtics of a year ago. They've come from 22 down to tie it. Devin Booker's three-quarter court shot sails wide right. And a game that the Celtics have trailed since the opening seconds is now going to overtime.
The worst play I've seen. What happens? You can foul Kyrie Irving with the ball in his hand. You can do that right then and there, but you don't foul him, and you allow him to get a shot.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. We had Danny Ainge on yesterday and asked him about what was going on with the Rozier situation. There was a report that Terry Rozier was upset about playing time and maybe looking to get out of Dodge, and that teams have been inquiring. They've been sniffing around possible deals, and Danny denied that.
Yeah, so yesterday when he was on our show, we asked him about it, and if you haven't just heard, this is the quick clip of his answer.
How reliable any of the sources or rumors are, Terry hasn't shared any of those with me, and I think he would if he were feeling that way. Terry knew going in this year what his situation, what his role was going to be, and he was as excited and enthusiastic as anybody on our team for the upcoming season.
Okay, so after that, I asked him, all right, well, there's also another report out there by Shams from The Athletic, and he has said that there are 7 teams that are monitoring the situation. It's worded in a way that, you know, I think very carefully to not say that they've actually been calling Danny, but I asked him, I said, Danny, has anyone called you about Terry Rozier?
So I don't know where any of this stuff is coming from, and I don't know anything about the 7 teams that are monitoring it and all that kind of stuff. I mean, that just seems sort of stuff that's been made up or I don't believe any of it.
And after that, I specifically asked him, like, has anyone called you? And he said, no, they said not since the season started. So yesterday, before the game, Terry Rozier was asked, where is all this coming from? What is your side of things? And he essentially confirmed everything. By the way, this rumor started by Bill Simmons. Bill Simmons threw that out there. Now, the Shams is the one who came and said there were people who are definitely monitoring the situation. I don't know if Shams actually wrote that Rozier was complaining about his time. Did he? Did he, John?
I don't.
See, I think that it was that was all from Bill Simmons, I believe.
Yeah, Simmons said it's well known around the league. Yeah. That's how Simmons phrased it.
All right, so Bill Simmons Danny Ainge kind of taking a shot at Bill Simmons there. Here's what Terry Rozier had to say about the situation.
Well, I mean, what Danny said, it makes sense because he know me. And if you don't know me, then you would probably think I'd say something like that. I woke up to the news just like how y'all woke up to the news. Yeah. I don't know where it came from. But like I said, I'm happy to be in this position I'm at. To be playing on a team that's mentioned to be in the championship, to have a chance to be in the championship, so I'm not really worried about what's being said. But Danny knows, and that's why he said what he said this morning.
All right, so all I know is...
So you're telling me Simmons... How long was the article that it took him to get that information?
I know, it was a tweet.
It was two tweets.
So he was limited. It was a tweet.
Two tweets, but then I guarantee you there's a 10,000-word article coming out. I need a magnifying glass to find it.
Do you know how dumb it would be right now for Terry Rozier to try to push his way off the Celtics? Honestly, I know he wants to get paid, and there's probably something in his head saying, well, you need to get your numbers in to get paid. No, you don't. I think it's entirely almost like the Jimmy Garoppolo deal. Jimmy Garoppolo played several very, very good games, and
not
he didn't play
several.
For an entire season. What, one and a half? Like, right, a game and a half where he killed it, and he got a massive deal at the end of the, after not playing for almost an entire season, because they were like, well, we saw what you did back then. We know that when you're put in this situation, you're going to get paid a lot
Terry
of money.
Terry Rozier's body of work is much better than Jimmy Garoppolo's. Yeah,
well, what I'm saying is everyone's going to look at what Rozier did at the end of this year, at the playoffs last year, and go, this guy's got it. On the biggest stage, he's somebody we can feel confident giving a big amount of money to, and it's going to happen. And the seven teams, I don't doubt that for a moment. There's a lot of teams right now who are desperate for a point guard.
It's not dumb for him to want to go. It's not dumb for him to become a starting point guard.
No, it's dumb for him right now to try to push himself off the team. Absolutely it is. Because you can win a ring on top of that. You could be effective, and you could save yourself from any potential embarrassment if you do get thrown out there and be exposed.
Well, I see, I don't think that's the
You have money in the bank right now. Money is in the bank right now.
I understand that, but if I want it, all he could do probably is make more money if he becomes a starter somewhere else. Now, am I living and dying by that? No, but I mean, it makes, and do I want to cause a big stir and become a malcontent? No, because that could hurt me as well.
See, I think
if he had his druthers, and the Celtics aren't going to trade him, but if he had his druthers, I'm sure he would prefer to play for another team where he started. All he can do is make more money. And he can't worry about becoming exposed.
He can hurt himself. He could play for a team, get traded, and he could be bad. I think there's a bigger chance of him losing money right now being a starter on a different team during the season than making money.
I think if Rozier had his druthers, he'd rather be starting.
Effect.
I understand that. But I think if Rozier, players want to play, Rich. I mean, he wants to play. He likes playing. He knows he can be successful at it.
And I think the question
is, would you rather play 10 minutes, 15 minutes a game and have a chance at a ring? Or do you want to play 35 or 40 minutes a game and make a lot of money?
No. It's different because he's going to make a lot of money if he stays with the Celtics.
I'm talking about now.
No matter what.
The discussion is whether or not he wants to push himself off the team right now.
And I'm saying it's a bad decision to try to push yourself off the team right now.
It might be, but that's a separate argument from whether or not Terry Rozier wants to go.
Well, I'm saying he shouldn't push himself.
Okay.
Off. That's my whole thing. I think it's a dumb idea to do that.
If you want money, now listen, at the championship and everything, there's a lot of factors. I'm not saying, but strictly for money, he doesn't have the attitude of if I go start, I'm going to suck. And by the way, if you're a GM.
But he might. You're right. I mean, but that could happen.
Yeah,
could
but
be
he
exposed.
Might. Okay. Well, he might blow his ankle out. Or blow his knee out this season.
But that's another great point. Less playing time, you stay a little healthier.
Come on. You're better off being a starter. You are. He's going to make more money if he's a starter.
Ask Isaiah Thomas.
Isaiah Thomas, what do you want? I mean, he started here. So what, he should have been a bench player?
It's bad luck.
No, I mean, what I'm saying is that...
what about Isaiah Thomas?
He's protected here. He's protected. He doesn't have to play as much.
What happened?
He doesn't have to go out there.
Whoa. What about Isaiah Thomas is comparable to this?
Well, because Isaiah wanted all of the money. And listen, if Isaiah was somebody who was coming off the bench, but he ended up playing, he got exposed, he got hurt. This way you're protected.
So you're saying
Isaiah Thomas has money in the bank right now.
You made that clear. You're saying Isaiah Thomas would have made more money had he come off the bench.
If he wasn't playing as much, sure. Yes. If it was in the same situation as Rozier.
I understand your argument, Rich, but specifically in regards to this part of it, I don't think that's right. I mean, Isaiah Thomas was going to play. He played as hard as he could. It was just bad luck he got hurt.
I also think it's the Celtics' fault he got hurt.
We're kind of zipping off here on a tangent. We're moving into a different part of the conversation.
If he doesn't start and he doesn't play that well, there's no Brinks truck talk at all. I mean, there's none of that talk.
It's a difference between, say, a $10 or $15 million contract and a max contract. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
If he starts and plays well, he's in line for mammoth dollars if he follows through on what he did last year. But if he stays where he is and specifically gets his 10 or 15 minutes a game and comes up big in the playoffs again, he'll get a pretty good deal.
Well, where's a team that he would get traded to where he would have the type of ability?
Phoenix has been lusting after him for about a year now.
Well, understood, but you think that if he starts in Phoenix, he's going to get a max contract there?
I think that if you're Phoenix and you've been dumb for quite a while and undergone a management change, and you're going to give Devin Booker huge money.
Well, Devin Booker's worth it. I understand that,
but maybe they look at Terry Rozier and go, you know what? This guy's worth it too. We're going to hitch our wagon to these two guys. A good backcourt combination moving forward.
And by the way, any team that gives Terry Rozier a max contract's an idiot.
It doesn't necessarily have to be a max contract, but he stands to make more as a starter than he... And the idea that he has to worry about injury is not...
Got to worry about injury regardless of what... And Isaiah is a very specific case. I mean, yeah, he hurt his hip. He kept playing. I don't think that's the comparison.
If he's a bench player, how much money... Is there ever a conversation that he would be a max player if he's a bench player?
No.
He put himself in a situation where he could have been a max player. Now he got hurt, but if he's coming off the bench, he's not making anywhere near that.
He's not going to be a max player no matter what.
Now, but he never
would've... If he got traded, even this year, there's no way Terry Rozier is going to be a max player.
Okay, fine, but he could make more money.
Possibly, but he risks making less.
Because
he's going to get paid a lot. If he continues to stay a bench player, they'll look at what he did in the playoffs and go, that's the guy we want.
I go back to what Fred said at the beginning of the argument. Terry Rozier is not thinking that way.
No, he wants to start. He wants to play.
Well, then that's a problem.
His agent wants
He's not
to
thinking
start.
That way. He's thinking, I want to play. I want to play, you know. I want to make, he's saying, I want to make more money.
Jay, go ahead.
Hey, I just want to call Rich out. He's like, it's impossible for him to put himself, like, in other people's shoes. Like, not just with athletes and how much money they could make, you know, their careers and what they want to do for their families. But, you know, the thing with, like, depression, too, it's like, oh, just cheer up. Like, it's impossible for him to do it. It's, like, super frustrating. I'm like, yelling at the friggin' radio all the time with him.
Depression? What are you talking about?
No, remember, he's talked about, like, people that have, like, anxiety and depression issues. Like, oh, just cheer up. Like, just
when did I ever say that?
You've said stuff like, well, what does he have to be depressed about?
When have I ever said that?
A bunch of times.
When?
All the time. Yeah, that's the thing. You're oblivious to it. Totally.
Well, give me an example. Well, who was I talking about?
I just said, like, you said all the time, like, when Fred has talked about, like, not just mental illness, but anxiety issues and depression. It's like, well, you know, just try to look on the bright side of stuff.
Who ever said that? John, have I ever said that?
I think this is way, 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 way off topic. I really do. I don't think we need to be bringing this into it.
No, I don't even care off topic.
I understand.
Has that ever happened?
Depression is a bad thing.
You've been ignorant about mental
And I said just smile?
No, not necessarily that, but you've been ignorant about it.
Well, that's what you just... What did I say?
You said, what do you have to be depressed about? What does he have to be depressed about?
When have I ever said that?
Several times.
When?
Yeah, you have all the time. And now with Rozier, it's like, why can't you just understand that a guy can, you know, get more minutes and, more importantly, as a professional athlete, make more money too?
Well, you see, that's where you and I disagree, because I think that he has a bigger chance of lessening his value than staying on this team.
I understand that, but you can't even understand
the idea of...
No, I understand, you know, it. I just said I think it would be a bad idea for him.
Okay.
He stands to make more money if he stays on this team.
Rich got insulted.
Yeah, that's fine. But
well,
I
don't know why you defend yourself. Enter into that altogether.
Isn't the definition of being defensive defending
yourself?
No, but
you have said things like that quite often. You really have.
I can't remember, and I'm not getting an example.
Okay. Well, I don't know it entirely. I can go through the show archives and find.
So somebody has said somebody was depressed, and I said just cheer up.
No, you said you couldn't understand how you could be depressed and what happened in their life that made them depressed.
Well, that's different. If somebody's like, man, I just can't understand what would make this guy so depressed. That's, I think, empathy, looking for trying to figure out what
it
is.
No, it was ignorant, is what it was.
What, were you trying to figure out what it was?
Well, it's a chemical imbalance.
Okay, well, then that's the answer.
All right, but you've done it on several occasions. I just read a big thing of people ripping on me. People, we get insulted on the show.
Yes.
Get called out on stuff.
Understood.
I mean,
I just want to know, because I honestly can't remember what the guy's talking about.
Okay, fine. But I read 3 pages of insults about myself today and didn't complain about it once and didn't get all salty about it.
But if somebody called in and said you said something that you didn't say or remember saying.
You have said it. You've said it several times.
I don't remember. John doesn't remember.
Dan, has he ever said anything ignorant about mental illness?
No, said just cheer up when someone was talking about being mental? That's what the guy said.
Let's take a break.
No.
We're not getting through this.
Yeah, no, what, Dan?
What's that? Well, I was going to say, I've never heard you say that specifically, Rich, but that's not I don't think that's the point. Like, I can't recall you ever saying, just cheer up. There was a discussion between you and Fred one time where there was insinuation of, you don't have anything to be depressed about. You should be happy. This person doesn't, or it may not have specifically been Fred, but this person does not have anything to be, you know, what do they have to be upset about or depressed about? They could just be happy, and you choose to be happy. So if you're calling that your own life's, you know, issues and experiences, you just choose to be happy as opposed to...
Well, this is weird because I just don't remember any of this. This is weird, really weird.
Okay, well, it's happened more than once. All right, here are the headlines. We'll be back. Or not, we got a break. And we'll be back with the recaps.